Imagine a world where children could understand their own thoughts and feelings as clearly as they understand how to play their favorite video game. This is the promise of cognitive behavioral therapy for young people, and it's revolutionizing how we help children navigate emotional challenges. Unlike traditional approaches that rely heavily on talk therapy, CBT recognizes that children process experiences differently through play, creativity, and concrete activities that make abstract concepts tangible. The fundamental premise is beautifully simple. Our thoughts influence our feelings, which drive our behaviors. For children experiencing emotional or behavioral challenges, making this connection visible can be transformative. What makes this approach so powerful is how it bridges developmental realities with clinical expertise. Rather than expecting children to engage in adult-style self-reflection, CBT activities transform therapeutic concepts into games, art projects, and interactive exercises. Consider a child with anxiety who believes everyone hates me. Instead of just talking about this belief, they might become a thought detective, collecting evidence for and against this idea, creating a visual thought court where different perspectives get a fair hearing. Suddenly, the abstract process of cognitive restructuring becomes accessible, even fun. The true power of CBT for young people lies not in individual worksheets, but in how they function as bridges between understanding and action. The most valuable moments often come through dialogue about completed activities rather than the worksheets themselves. When a child realizes they can question anxious thoughts, or when a parent discovers new ways to support their child's emotional regulation, transformation begins. These tools serve as means rather than ends, conversation starters that open doors to deeper understanding. When children experience trauma, they often lack words to process what happened. Activities like My Ouch Story provide gentle scaffolding through sentence starters. Something happened to me. When it happened, I felt. What I needed most was. This approach helps children process experiences gradually, rather than being overwhelmed by memories. Trauma lives in both mind and body. Teaching children to identify physical signs of distress, like a tight chest or shaky hands, builds self-regulation skills. Balloon breathing, where children imagine inflating colorful balloons while exhaling, makes breathing exercises engaging and concrete. The building a bridge activity brings caregivers and children together to connect present challenges with future hopes, creating shared language for healing. These interventions help children process trauma while developing skills for future resilience. For children with ADHD, the world feels like a constant barrage of competing stimuli. The internal versus external distractions exercise helps children categorize and manage different types of distractions, while the estimating time activity addresses time perception difficulties by comparing estimated versus actual task completion times. Social challenges are addressed through activities like stay on topic, using visual pointers to track conversation drift, and being a good friend, which categorizes behaviors as friendship building or friendship damaging. For children on the autism spectrum, the conversation map transforms social interaction into clear, structured sequences with appropriate verbal and physical responses. The sensory profile helps children document their reactions to different sensory inputs using body diagrams, while dealing with detours builds cognitive flexibility by pairing daily schedules with alternative plans. These tools create structured approaches to managing both conditions' unique challenges. Children with conduct problems often get caught in cycles of aggression and social rejection. Effective interventions focus on building pro-social skills and addressing problematic cognitive patterns. The Tackling Anger Mountain activity helps children map their anger progression from irritation to rage, identifying triggers, physical sensations, and calming strategies at each level. This approach helps them recognize warning signs before reaching an emotional peak. Behavioral sequencing helps children analyze incidents where they lost control, identify tipping points, and imagine alternative outcomes using new coping strategies. This reflection builds awareness of unconscious behavior patterns. Since many conduct problems stem from misreading social cues, activities like "What do you see?" help children compare others' perceptions with their self-image, addressing the negative self-view that often triggers defensive aggression. Anxiety affects many young people, who often struggle to articulate or manage their worries. The detective exercise turns children into thought investigators who gather evidence against anxious assumptions, teaching them to question worried thoughts rather than accept them as truth. Physical anxiety symptoms can be especially troubling for children. Connecting the body with emotions helps them identify where anxiety manifests physically, while racetrack breathing provides visual guidance for calming breaths. The circle of control exercise teaches children to focus on what they can influence rather than trying to control the uncontrollable, a crucial step in managing anxiety. Depression in young people often goes unrecognized, dismissed as typical moodiness or developmental phases. Yet early intervention can prevent suffering and build resilience. Mood tracking helps children recognize that depression isn't constant. By documenting daily mood fluctuations alongside specific activities and triggers, children begin to identify patterns and potential intervention points. This awareness counters depression's tendency to create a perception of unrelenting darkness, helping recognize that moods shift and can be influenced by choices. Social withdrawal represents one of depression's most damaging patterns. The social interaction and mood tracking exercise examines the relationship between isolation and emotional state, helping children recognize how social engagement, even when initially difficult, often improves mood. Negative self-perception lies at the heart of many depressive thought patterns. The timed "I like me" exercise challenges children to rapidly fill blocks with personal qualities and strengths, bypassing self-critical thinking through speed. The awards activity creates a positive reinforcement system where caregivers identify specific positive behaviors to encourage, counteracting depression's tendency to minimize accomplishments and rebuilding pathways to joy through small, achievable steps. What makes this approach revolutionary is how it meets children where they are developmentally while building skills that will serve them throughout life. Rather than viewing children's mental health challenges as problems to fix, it recognizes them as opportunities to develop emotional intelligence, cognitive flexibility, and interpersonal skills that form the foundation for lifelong well-being. By making the invisible visible and the abstract concrete, we give children the greatest gift possible, the ability to understand and regulate their inner worlds. These therapeutic approaches recognize that children's developmental needs require specialized interventions. Whether addressing trauma, neurodevelopmental differences, behavioral challenges, or emotional difficulties, effective strategies share common elements. They make abstract concepts concrete, use visual and interactive methods, build metacognitive awareness, and involve caregivers in the healing process. Through these structured yet creative approaches, children develop not just coping mechanisms for current challenges, but foundational skills that support emotional regulation, social connection, and cognitive flexibility throughout life. In doing so, we don't just address current challenges, we build resilient minds capable of navigating whatever life brings their way.